Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday. Joining me in the studio is Carolina Booth. She's the Executive Director for the United Way of Clinton County. Carolina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm very good today. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things, but you've got one thing you want to talk about off the bat here. And I heard Shan Sheridan mentioning this last week a little bit, but I didn't hear any of the details of it, but it's called Promise Indiana.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, I am so excited about this project. The Indiana Promise, or Promise Indiana, is a college opportunity for kids. We start with them since they are in kindergarten, and we kind of like go with them along the journey until they are getting ready to go to college or higher education. The Promise Indiana is something that is happening in the state of Indiana. We applied last year. We didn't get the grant or the opportunity to be one of the counties receiving this great opportunity. And this year, we were just awarded the Promise Indiana, which means now United Way was chosen to be the convener. Now we're going to be helping kids from kindergarten to visit a college campus and just to experience college from kindergarten.
That would be so cool for them, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes. You know, because we have some parents in the community that never made it to college. They just don't know what a college looks like. They don't know what kind of paperwork you need to be able to make it to college, what kind of things you need to think about. So this is just going to start the conversation from very young age about what are you going to do when you grow up? You know, what is it that you're going to be doing when you get older? You start making these plans and you start overcoming the barriers that might come with it. You know, we have different barriers. The families are not saving until the kids are in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it is sometimes it's too late.
It's tough, though.
Yes,
too, yeah.
Yes. So you have to think about how am I going to pay for the tuition? How are my kids going to make it? So if we start the conversation from kindergarten, then the chances of, you know, overcoming these barriers are higher, and that is three times more likely for these kids to enroll in college.
I totally see that.
Yes,
yeah.
When they're planning that when they're kids. Another thing is by 2020, 60% of the jobs will require an education beyond high school.
Mm.
And only 12% of our Indiana youth are saving for college. So this is gonna be something important, and I'm gonna explain to you how the Indiana Promise worked.
Okay.
So, by the fall, we'll be taking the kindergarten students in our county, and we'll be taking them to a college campus. And during that week, they will be learning a lot about college. There will be different things that will be happening at school. So it just gets the momentum going, and then we take all those kindergartens to a college campus. We got Purdue. Purdue agreed to let us take our kids there, as well as IUK in Kokomo.
Yeah.
So we take the kids there, they experience college, they learn about what it is to be in college, how awesome it is, that feeling that you just will never forget.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if you remember the first time that you went to a college campus.
I remember most of college.
But it is just awesome. And think about when you're in kindergarten and then you go back to your classroom and your teachers start talking about, you know, what are you going to do when you go to college? And you just start the conversations that unfortunately are not happening at home sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids start dreaming about what they're going to do when they grow up, and the decisions that they start making are so different. They have a goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers can use these to help with the behaviors or the different help that the kids might need, the motivation. So I did something here with the mic. I don't know if it's working.
Oh, yeah, you sound fine.
Okay. So,
can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good deal. All right.
So, and this is how it works. We help people enroll. We help the families enroll the kid in the college plan. And when I say college, I really don't mean just people going to college.
Right.
It's just higher education. So, we help them open the 529 college account. And the community, like the kid, needs to find a champion, someone in the community that might be willing to give him $25. He needs to find five people, and the minimum amount that that kid needs to find is $25.
Okay.
So then the community foundation said, you know what, we love this project. For each kid that enrolls in a 529 college plan, we're going to be giving them $25. So now the kid has yes. So now the kid has at least $50, and then the Promise Indiana in Clinton County, there is a committee. Sean Sheridan is part of United Way, is the convener. The Community Schools of Frankfort. There's different people in this community who is going to be going out in the community and saying, "Hey, why don't you invest with me in this project? Why don't you invest in the kid's future?" And we'll find funds that we're able to match at least to $125 for each kid.
Okay.
Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans, he graciously gave money for this project. So for the next 3 years, we will have $10,000 each year to split into the different accounts that are open. Yes.
Wow.
So the kids need to live in Frankfort, or they need to go to school in Frankfort.
Okay.
That's the only rule. But other than that, there is like money available for these kids so they can start thinking about their future and they can start planning their future. Because it is three times more likely for someone to attend to college when they have a college account.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to change the odds of many kids in the community, and we want them to dream big.
You know, I remember being in eighth grade back in 1988, and my counselor came to all of us in the class, and she said, you know, be thinking now about what you want to do when you grow up and, you know, going to college and what you would like to do. And I remember 90% of us were just like, I'll worry about that in a couple of years, you know. But and to some people, it may sound like starting with kindergarten is almost too early. But I think in this day and age, it's never too early.
No.
You know, I mean, you got to, it's a different world now than it was in 1988.
Absolutely. And we're not asking the kids to make a decision right now.
Right.
We're asking the kids to dream big and to start very young thinking about what they want to do. What are they passionate about it? Like I was on Friday, there was a career fair, and I was one of the people that was talking to fifth graders about what they want to do when they grow up, you know. And something that I was telling the kids is don't think about the money. You know, yes, we think about the money because we have bills to pay and we have some dreams that we want to, you know, things that we want to experience. But think about what you're very passionate about it and make it your job when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same. We're not asking kindergartners to think about what they want to go to college for. We just want them to start dreaming about college is a possibility. I experience it. I know what college is like, and I'm going to go there. And
right.
I will, you know, it's just like sometimes you grow up seeing things that you just happen to feel that's the way how things are.
Right.
So if we can get this idea into our kids.
That mindset, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If we can change their mindset and have them dreaming about college and feel that it's something normal is another step. And once again, I probably used the word college too much, but it's just higher education.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go
to a vocational school, it could be anything, sure.
Yes, just something that you feel very passionate about it. Just go after it.
I know that so many times, you know, if you start kids reading early and respecting adults early and, you know, planning and having goals early, that will really get them motivated, and it just becomes part of their lifestyle, especially with reading. You know, we hear about these reading programs and stuff in the elementary schools and everything, and that really gets kids going. And if you, the earlier you can capture them in anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is along those lines. So that's just something you don't think about. That's outside the box. That's
yes.
pretty cool that we got that.
Yeah, and another thing is parents. You know, when our kids are going to college, we think about how are they going to make it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If we can give them the opportunities to start thinking about college while their kids are dreaming about college, it would... I'm sorry. It would just open opportunities for them to start thinking about those barriers and how they can overcome them.
So also, if there's something on your mind and you'd like to give us a call, question for Carolina, our phone number is 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463, 659-3338 or 800 800- 877-447-4463. So with the Promise Indiana, is when will this start, I guess? When can the parents start saving that $25, and who do they call, and when can we get this rolling?
We have a Promise kickoff that will be on 529 at 529 p.m. at the YMCA here in Frankfort. So okay. It's very easy. You know, 529 College Plan, it is on May 29, 529.
Oh, okay, yeah. I get it now.
Yes, yes. That was a great idea that Shan had.
Yeah.
So it's 529 at 529 at the YMCA. We will have different activities for the kids. You can come learn about how you can earn this money, how they can open a 529 College Plan. We will have the fire department there. We'll be roasting some goodies for the kids.
Oh,
we'll
good.
Have hot dogs and just different activities for them to enjoy while we're talking to the parents about it.
You said that it's at the library?
At the YMCA.
Oh, the YMCA. Okay.
Anyone can open a college account for a kid. You know, if you
right.
feel you want to sponsor many kids, just
yeah.
give us a call and we will tell you about the details. Grandparents can open college accounts for their kids. Sometimes I was talking to one of my staff and she was saying, when your kids leave your house, it's difficult for you to get mm-hmm. some money back with your tax, but this is a right. great opportunity for you
sure,
to get.
Sure, yes. I didn't think about that either.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So, you know, grandparents, if you're trying to find a way how you can make your taxes work for you, this is another opportunity. We're trying to think about anyone and everyone. If you want your kids to go to college or if you want your kids to pursue higher education, this is for you.
Promise Indiana is the name of it. Is now you said it's for Frankfort students only. Is there a reason we can't expand out to Clinton Prairie?
Oh, no.
Or
no, it
Clinton
is
Central?
For the whole county.
Oh, the whole county.
The
okay.
whole county. Just
okay.
the money that was given by Center Township Trustee.
Oh, because, was
yes.
related to the Frankfort because
yes.
that's where he's at. Yeah, okay.
Yes, absolutely. So we're looking for partners and sponsors that are willing to support
the
kids.
Whole county. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, yes. We took over the task. We have an excellent committee, like an excellent committee who is dreaming about the college and is dreaming about how we can change the odds for our kids. So,
do you know how many other counties got that grant this year where we stand in Indiana? Because you said we had applied last year, so obviously they don't give it out to everybody.
Yes, I know in 2016 there were 14 counties in Indiana, 43 school districts, 505 schools, 886 classrooms. So there was a bunch, over 20,000 students in 2016. The grant is for 2 years,
okay.
so I think four more have joined the Promise Indiana, which now it means 20 counties are working on this.
Mm-hmm. And if you put a little of that money into some kind of bank account or something, why not start for your kids' education when they're in kindergarten instead of when they're a sophomore in high school, right?
Exactly.
I mean, just a little bit, and you get the interest and everything else. So.
Yes. Yes, and what it does is we want to raise the expectations, we want to provide the resources, and we want to change the behaviors in our kids and also in the adults in the community. You, let's say your kid grew up and he said, I don't want to go to college. What happens to the money? The money can be used for another kid, one of the siblings, or it can be used for education. It can be used for books. It can be for anything related to education after high school.
So they didn't put a ton of limits on it. There's not restricted a whole lot when once you get to that point.
Yes.
And that's
you can,
good. That's
and
big.
You can withdraw the money. Of course, it will be a penalty, but you can withdraw the money.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want people to start thinking about what's going to happen to their kids. And you're a parent. You know,
mm-hmm.
your kids are born and you think, you know, they're so young and then poof.
I've got plenty of time, right?
Yes, and out of the blue, now they're old and, you know, they're just growing so fast that if you can start thinking about their future when they're very little, chances are you're just helping them build their future in a very positive way.
I turned 44 last Tuesday, and I have a son that's 23, getting ready to graduate from college in a couple of years. And that kind of put it in perspective for me last week, too, because, you know, it's kind of like, wow, he's going to be 23, you know. Yes. So, but we did a little planning, and he was able to get some scholarships and some stuff too. So
that's great.
But that's not always the case, and I know there was a lot of nights I was sweating it out trying to help him with. I mean, because gosh, you could get the whole tuition paid for, but if you can't afford the books, right? You know, it's all those little things. So,
yes.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yes.
Anything else you want to tell us about the Promise Indiana?
I just feel it's going to be a great opportunity for our kids. I was doing social work before. I was meeting with families that were struggling with different needs, and sometimes we believe what we leave at home, what we experience as a mom or parents, is how everyone lives, but that's not the reality.
No.
There are many families in the community who are not talking about this. There are many families in the community who don't even dream about this. Parents telling their kids, you're not going to go to college. Oh, you don't even dream about that.
You know,
we really want to change those odds. We really want to set a mindset of higher education is important. Now, we don't want to think all the kids need to go to college. Absolutely not. Do we want them? It will be fantastic. But we know college is not just the answer. There's many other higher education opportunities that we want just the kids to dream about.
And, you know, by the time these kindergartners get to be a senior in high school, there'll be other opportunities, right? Things we've not even thought of yet.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
With this day and age, it's amazing how much you can do online, you know, and taking courses, and it's convenient. You can do it in your PJs in bed if you want to, you know?
Yes.
So that's the easier you make it. Well, we're going to take a break, Caroline, and we'll come back and talk some more, all right?
Okay.
I want to thank our sponsors. They are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Floristing Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Hear well, live well. Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pros.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, is Ivy Tech seriously the top choice of Indiana's high school seniors? We seriously are. And the top choice of Indiana's adult students, thanks to such reasons as our experienced instructors, our state-of-the-art facilities, our more than 150 program options, and a tuition that's still under $4,000 a year. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services, from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates, so stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on a Monday morning. About 10 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind you'd like to talk to United Way Executive Director Carolina Booth, feel free to give us a call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. 4463. Carolina, continuing our conversation here, let's talk about the conversations that you have partnered with Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans on. We've been talking about this since, gosh, going back to February, I think, was our first meeting. And then we had March and April. And here we already are on May 23rd, coming up on May 23rd. You all will have a panel of political leaders. I believe this is going to be, again, 4 p.m. at the library.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a list of some of those leaders who will be in the from our area who will be there that day?
Yes, we do. We will have our mayor, Chris McBurn. We will have our drug czar for Indiana. That's Jim McKellen. And this, he was appointed by the governor to kind of tackle the drug problem in the state of Indiana. And he's doing such
That's a new position.
Yes, yeah, it is a new one. And I don't know if you have heard him talking, but he is amazing.
Like, no, I haven't had a chance.
Every time he's talking, it just makes my heart happy because he's really working smart. How can we contain the situation and how can we work with the community to tackle this problem?
So that's what you need, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. He's all about collaboration, and he's. I really enjoy every time he has a conference or something. I try to make it. We will also have State Representative Heath Vanatter.
Yeah, Heath Vanatter. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then we will have our Senator Brian Buchanan.
Buchanan. Yeah.
Yes, you got it right. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
No, that's all right.
And then we will. We're talking to Senator Donnelly. He might be able to make it as well. So we just want to have this political panel where they can talk about what are we doing at our local level and what are we doing statewide and hopefully just, you know, the nationwide, what are the things that are being done. Please join us. The conversations are very organic. You know, we bring the community, we bring the stakeholders. We give them, each stakeholder have 5 minutes to talk about what they want. They just want to share with the community. What kind of things are they doing just to share? And then we let the community ask questions. We have questions cards, and they just write the question. And Don Stock is doing an amazing job of facilitating these conversations. So he just read them, and the conversation keeps moving forward. You know, we don't stop at talking about personal situations. We save those by the end, you know, just go and approach the person and have that one-on-one conversation. But let's have a conversation that will help us identify what is happening and how can we move forward.
Well, it sounds like I know you and I and Kevin have talked about this before. It does take everyone, and we've got to throw everything at this problem, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, things we've never thought about before.
Yes, yes. You know, the first thing, we started the United Against Opioid Project at our local United Way, and we wanted to hear about the community. What were their thoughts about the situation? And one of the things that we wanted to find out is, are we still thinking about the past and how the community used to be? You know, Frankfurt was so safe 20, 30 years ago. You know, we wanted to gather what was the community voice. And where were we at? Were we ready to move forward? Were we just trying to transition into who we are right now? What is our identity so we can move forward? So that was one of the first things that we wanted to gather is the community position in regards of the situation. It's something that will never end. You know,
there is
things happening right now that will change people's opinion. But we just gather that voice, and then we hear their needs, and we try to meet those needs with our stakeholders. You were absolutely right. This is no one person, one organization issue. It is just crazy to think that's the way how this will be tackled. We really all need to come together, like the whole community,
right,
in different levels, maybe working with our youth to prevent the situation. Working with
again,
the ones,
getting them early, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changing their odds, giving them opportunities, working with the ones that are battling this. How can we support them? Like community awareness is one thing that will always be helpful. How can we see this situation as a mental, physical, emotional problem instead of a willpower? You know. So it's just many things that we all can be doing.
So that's a panel of political leaders, 4 p.m. at the library. And then on June 27th, be talking about community programs. And July 25th is Center Township, United Way, the United Against Opiate Abuse Project, and Drug/Alcohol Coalition presentation. So that'll almost be a wrap-up, if you will.
Yes.
Of that. And then we also have the Overdose Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. I think Wyla will be, if they do it at the same location this year, downtown at the park, we'll be there broadcasting live. And that was such a great turnout last year for our first one.
And I want to use this opportunity to show how you guys are in the marketing, you know, broadcasting business. Mm-hmm. You might be thinking, what is my role in this? But when you take your van and you go and talk about this, you're doing such an amazing, impactful job. It just shows how we all can do something.
Yeah.
If it can be to bring awareness, or it can be to bring programming to tackle the situation, but we all can do something. And I appreciate you guys are always involved in great community opportunities and great awareness opportunities. So you guys are also part of this.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
We just got a minute or so left here, and I saw this story this morning. We get national news stories from our prep service here, you know, that provides us some stuff and this day in history. So Ken Hartman always prints me off a stack about 4 inches thick, and I use 2 pieces of the paper. But there was one this morning, and I wanted to run that past you. Here it is. I'm sorry. This is a new international study, Carolina, that says smoking tobacco and drinking alcohol are more harmful than doing illegal drugs. Now, of course, it would depend on who you ask and what the demographics are in that area, but I think it's just something that... And again, this is, you know, it goes on to say that the illicit drug use is far less common worldwide, with less than 1 in 20 people estimated to use marijuana, even lower rates for the use of amphetamines, opioids, and cocaine. But the U.S. and Canada have among the highest rates of those people with dependence. So it could be an international study, but it really affects the United States a lot more. But I was just thinking, this is a good time to remind people that smoking and drinking can be just as detrimental as doing illegal drugs as well. You know? And I know you guys work hard with, you know, all the community partnerships and stuff with trying to get people to quit smoking. I mean, there's little things, again, going back to community things we could all do, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I would just say when I read or I hear about studies, I'm always wondering what kind of thing were they measuring? You know, what were they looking for? What do they? So I always like to look into details.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also has to do with habits, mm-hmm. you know, poor habits. And sometimes people that is, you know, in this kind of habits, they're prone to other stuff. So
gateway drugs and things like that. Yeah.
So that's something that I really would like to look into it. What mm-hmm. what were they measuring and what kind of details? I just feel regardless of, you know,
especially when they see international, mm-hmm. you know. So again, what, you know, what's appropriate here may not be appropriate. But I just thought that was kind of interesting and a good opportunity to say, you know, quit smoking, right?
Yes.
So again, what is a good phone number or website, Carolina, if somebody wants to find out some more information about the Promise Indiana, which is May 29th at 529 at the YMCA, or they want some more information on the drug conversations?
They can call our office. It is 765-654-5573. And we will have some information available. We are making some changes in our website to have this information there as well.
Very good.
But I think the first step is to create awareness.
Carolina, always good to see you, and thanks for being a friend of Wyla. We'll catch you soon.
No, thank you, guys.
All right.
For having me.
And thank you for joining us today on Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors, too. They are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Have a great day. We'll have more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30 from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.